This is nothing to do with the election and everything to do with other events that happen every year. That is, the weather gets colder. Americans don't drive as much in the fall. Gas prices fall in the fall every year, regardless if there's an election or not, just as how gas prices go up in the spring. So I suppose if you really wanted to change the narrative, if the election moved to the spring, well, then you'd always see gas prices going up because of the seasonality. Americans start to drive more in the warmer weather. We also switch blends of gasoline. That is helping us right now, as we've already made the change in Wisconsin back to a cheaper type of gasoline that's in use during the winter months. And as I mentioned, as air temperatures are cooling off, Americans aren't driving as much, and that decrease in demand is why gas prices progressively fall through the autumn. So all of this has nothing to do with the election and everything to do with something just as simple as the seasons changing.